T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Just as my pleasure to walk you through the 20 projects. The governor did announce them a couple weeks ago at Fort Niagara, but we thought today would be just a chance to sort of go through them one by one, just a very brief summary, and then we'll have a couple another couple speakers. Many of you know, obviously, some of the flags here, those are lead projects that were funded under the $49 million of the 20 was the $15.7 million Olcott Harbor project that the Lieutenant Governor just mentioned, which is really a comprehensive approach to protecting this critical tourism and asset for the whole region. $2 million for the Village of Youngstown Waterfront Project to stabilize and protect that shoreline. $1.2 million to Youngstown, I hope I just said Youngstown, $1.2 million to Lewiston Landing that will also raise that, replace docks that stabilize the shoreline and more. Those are both on the Niagara River, of course. $4.5 million to the Village of Wilson Wastewater Treatment Plant project to prevent, to protect this infrastructure from flooding in its exposed spot. $3.36 million to address recurring breaches to the Sunset Island West Barrier Bar project that is vitally important to keeping that summer community, that seasonal community, available for rescue services. $1.6 million Talon Line Pier project in Wilson will stabilize the pier. $1.3 million Town of Somerset Multiple Use Site Project will use nature-based solutions to protect that shoreline. $87,000 to the YMCA Camp Keenan Project in Somerset will help keep the camp open and protected from the lake levels. $50,000 will go towards installing safety markers over submerged structures in both newly submerged structures in both Niagara and Orleans County. And then finally, circling back to where the Lieutenant Governor is going to take us later today, the $1.8 million Olcott Beach Berm Project, and that's Niagara County. In Orleans County, there'll be $9 million for wastewater infrastructure that will protect the town of Kendall from flood impacts and high water. $385,000 Lakeside Park Road East in Carlton will protect the road by stabilizing the bluff there. $2.5 million for Yatestown Park expansion will ensure access to this park and stabilize that shoreline. $235,000 to the Lakeside Park Road West project will ensure emergency responders can access this community in Carlton. $1.5 million project to replace culverts and stabilize roadways in the town of Kendall. Also in Kendall, $131,000 Thompson Drive project will install natural shoreline protection to ensure access. The Route 237 right-of-way project in Kendall will stabilize the shoreline to prevent future flooding. $876,000 will help replace, modify, and upgrade the docks at marinas in Wilson and Carlton to keep these economic drivers up and running. And the $2 million Lakeshore Road Route 97 project in the town of Carlton will protect the roadway by stabilizing the bluff. So that's the list. As you've heard, Lieutenant Governor has already said, Reddy is making big investments to increase the resiliency of this community. And with that list, now we pivot and turn to making this all happen, because the last thing we want to do is have this initiative out there, this commitment, and have it not be capitalized upon. As the Lieutenant Governor said, next week the Governor is hosting a Ready conference for all grantees, for all awardees in Albany. That conference will include presentations from state agency technical experts and regional breakout sections, of which I will be leading one for Niagara and Orleans counties, so that these experts understand what you communities are facing and the kind of challenges you're going to face in implementing these grants. The itinerary for the conference is strategically designed to answer grants recipients' questions about next steps, including your grant funding agreements, engineering and design for the funded projects, State Environmental Quality Review Act process and what that entails at a granular level, you know, what you're going to be facing in each of these individual projects, multi-jurisdictional permit requirements, and the process for applying for and being issued permits for projects to advance. And finally, a discussion of project management moving forward. Again, the goal of these projects is to keep the project moving, to navigate those necessary steps with you and for you to permitting construction as expeditiously as possible. Because, again, the last thing you want to do is have these funds sit around and not working for your benefit. If you cannot make it to Albany on the 20th, we are still here. Abby, all the group here is still here to help you get you through your concerns, get your questions. We've been in your communities all summer. It's been a pleasure. It's actually been great to be out here. I've gotten become familiar with this area, and it's really been a fantastic place for me to get to know. We have obviously plenty of state parks in the region, but it's really been tremendous for me to see this community come around this effort. And we just want to know we are committed to your communities and to the region. So, as you can see, the work really is now just beginning. But Governor Cuomo, Lieutenant Governor Hochul, and I, and everyone with us here today are committed to seeing these projects through to completion and whatever it takes to get these done.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.